I feel that Leitrim has been left out. Of course, we're disappointed that we haven't got a senator now. Leitrim has been left out again. We've just one TD, and that seems to be very low representation. I know we have a very small population coming in with Sligo and Donegal with the low population, that it would be very hard to elect somebody from Leitrim. But certainly, I think that this was an opportunity maybe to have a Leitrim senator at least, and maybe looking forward then that somebody could come forward and represent us next time round in the general election. I think it's disappointing. It seems to be, Fine Gael seems to be throwing in the towel and just forgetting about Leitrim. I think there's only two counties now that we don't have representation, Fine Gael representation in, or in the whole country. It's very disappointing. I think we should really have had, as I say, a candidate, and certainly we should maybe have had a senator. So I'm sure there's somebody there that would take a senate seat.
There's already talk that, say, for instance, Gareth Scahill in Roscommon, who was selected as a senator, will contest the next general election. Evan de Quillen, who got a Taoiseach's nomination, picked, of course, by Simon Harris for Fine Gael as a senator, will contest the next general election in Kilkenny. So it seems, in all likelihood now, that unless things change, there probably won't be a Leitrim-based candidate running in a general election the next time round. And for Fine Gael, that would be the third time in a row, you could say, that has happened.
Well, certainly it does look very poor from a Leitrim point of view, and I think I would encourage younger people in particular out there who would have an interest in politics to certainly put their head up now and make it known, because we certainly have to be looking at least putting forward a candidate in the future. We have 5 years now to work on it, and I would encourage younger people to come forward now and really put their name forward and at least make an attempt to represent it. It's too bad that the county is left now again without anybody.
Maeve Reynolds was elected as a Fine Gael councillor in Carrick and Shannon in Leitrim, Eta Reynolds Flynn in the Ballinamore Municipal District, and of course Inda McGlynn in Drumshambo is a very experienced councillor and politician at this stage, so the calibre and the talent is in the county.
Yeah, there certainly is. We have, as you said, Inda McGlynn, and Inda did run in the Shannon election before, and we have Eta Reynolds and Niamh Reynolds there in Carrick and Shannon, so certainly somebody should put their name up and come forward. Like, in all fairness, Leitrim does need representation, and if we haven't representation at the highest level, well then we will be left out, and we won't be getting our fair share of whatever is there to be given out. So I think we have to maybe look forward now for the future.
Do you feel in some ways that the party is turning its back on Leitrim?
I said that at the around convention time when they were selecting candidates for the general election. I made that point. And I do feel that the party has turned us back slightly on Leitrim. I think it can be reversed. I think we have to sit down, we have to talk about it and get the organisation up and running. You know, we have very poor branch structure now here in the county. There's an awful lot of work to be done, but I certainly think that an effort should be made by headquarters now to visit us and, you know, hold branch meetings and get the branch structure up and running and get, as I say, get somebody to come forward in the future.